The Journey of Nimbus the Cloud, Chapter 1. Location: Reflections at Thunderhead School. Nimbus stared through his blue glasses at his reflection as he floated in front of the mirror in his dorm room. He was remembering his first day when his father handed him over to Radar, the headmaster at Thunderhead School. The school ranked the highest in the troposphere, some 31,000 feet above the Earth. It enrolled only the best young cumulus clouds, the ones with the potential to build vertically and the ability to form into mighty towers. Nimbus's father had been a great teacher at the school and still held the record for the tallest tower in North America. Hence, his son was automatically enrolled. The headmaster didn't even question Nimbus's appearance, small, shy, and nearsighted. Nimbus could still hear his dad bellowing out,
"Radar, you've moved up. I see you are the big thunderhead here."
Radar glowed and puffed up powerfully. "Yeah, well, it was that practicing the cumulo way that got me here. You were quite the instructor, and your method on building is still working its magic."
Maybe not," Cumulo said, looking at his son.
"I hope you have a few more tricks tucked away in that fit mass of yours. My son isn't understanding the Cumulo way at home."
Just leave it to me, Cumulo. We will make you proud, won't we, Nimbus?"
Nimbus was remembering how dry his throat felt, dry as cotton balls.
"Answer the headmaster, Nimbus."
Yes, sir," he managed to squeak out.
Radar chuckled. "Don't worry, Cumulo. We'll be working on those responses first thing. Remember how you used to bark at us?" "Woof, woof," his dad said, and then they both laughed.
Nimbus couldn't believe his dad was barking like a dog and Radar barking back. The only good thing about Nimbus's first day was meeting his friendly roommate. Even though the odd-shaped cloud was odd-smelling, his warm greeting made Nimbus feel better.
"Welcome to your home away from home. Come on in," his new roommate said, bobbing around their shared space. "My name is Thunderbug, but everyone calls me TM.
"Oh, hi, I'm Nimbus."
"You must have done something really bad to get sent away to this boarding school in the middle of the year," he said as Nimbus folded in.
"Well, my dad was having trouble teaching me the advanced moves of the Cumulo Way. So, well, we thought I needed a fresh start with this school anyway."
"Yeah, I get that. Dads are like that."
Thunderbug dropped the subject and Nimbus was relieved. Nimbus's second day at Thunderhead School was as stressful as his first. He was asked to demonstrate his abilities to see what part of storm building needed work. Mrs. Windshear, one of the teachers, thought Nimbus was joking around when that familiar sound of passing gas eked out of his mass. A snicker started with one of the students, Anvil, who nudged his buddy Bumper. Anvil was a rude, menacing type of cumulus, always dark around the edges, ready to fire a charge of electricity at will. And Bumper, always appearing to be in the second stage of buildup, followed Anvil like a shadow. When Bumper felt the nudge from his leader, he started menacing too. He copied Nimbus's sounds with loud and more disgusting ones of his own. Soon the whole cloud was whooping it up until Mrs. Windshear blasted them all with a forceful shift of cold air to regain control. From that day on, Nimbus was known as Farthammer, which didn't help his self-esteem nor his friendship and skill-building attempts. Even though Nimbus tried to be friends with Bumper, he ignored him. Since he was the newest member of the secret gang, the Bully Brigade, Bumper could no longer associate with low floaters. It was only natural that Anvil became the leader of the gang. No one paid attention to his small, stocky size, since he was solid as steel and tough as nails. He was from the Eastern Seaboard area and got his confidence hanging around the Nor'easters. He would fire orders when Radar wasn't around and think up some pretty rude pranks. One afternoon after Radar's training session, Anvil shouted out,
"Hey, Farthammer! Yeah, you. I'm calling you PH from now on. That's your nickname, got it?"
Nimbus was used to name-calling, but what hurt him the most was when the headmaster Radar called him a powder puff in front of the whole class.
It was bad enough that all the other clouds were twice his size, but to be called Powder Puff by his headmaster, that hurt.
"Listen up, Thunderheaders," Radar said, floating heavily in front of the class of clouds. "Let's give Nimbus some opportunity to catch up. I need a volunteer to work with Nimbus on my methods of cloud mastery. His father's method has apparently confused the Powder Puff."
Nimbus was relieved that Thunderbug volunteered. Even though he was an odd color and had a strange odor, he never put Nimbus down, not even when Nimbus told him that he did artistic sunsets with his mom. Thundermug spent quality time teaching Nimbus the basics, and Nimbus was getting the concept when they practiced. He and TM were becoming good friends, but then one day, Thundermug was gone with no warning explanation or goodbyes. One of the clouds said he broke under the pressure. Nimbus was sad and went back to fizzling out during the training sessions.
"I hate it here," Nimbus yelled at himself in the mirror, then floated around his space. "Let's face it, it's been a month and I still don't fit in."
Thundermug would have understood his latest challenge with Anvil, the gang leader. And as Nimbus scanned his dorm room expecting to see his friend bobbing around, he pretended to talk to him.
"Anvil's an overblown self-proclaimed would-be leader, right?"
Nimbus scoffed.
"Ha, the bully brigade, give me a break. I have been with a real gang, did I tell you that? I have seen things that would make you dissipate into the ocean so fast you would be asking yourself, what? Is this the end of time?"
Nimbus started building and glared at himself in the mirror. He could see that his color was changing, but he didn't care. He was angry, frustrated, and wanted to follow Thunderbug to be done with this Thunderhead school. But he wasn't going to break under the pressure like TM. He stared at himself and focused on calming his rapid breathing. He scowled and his voice became low and hard.
"You cloud puffers have no idea what real danger is, what real disaster is, what real..."
Then he gasped.
"No, I'm not going to do this!"
He was starting to spin and quickly righted himself by taking a deep breath. He held it and closed his eyes until he felt in control again. Then he blew it out, fogging up his mirror. But his mass was moving again, and the vision of Anvil flashed back into his mind. He opened his eyes and wiped off his mirror. As he made a harsher face, Nimbus started shaping into a small tower.
"I have run with the turbulence, you overblown breezer. That's right, this fart hammer powder puff you call me. I could be, no, I am a world-class spinner. I've been personally trained by Tyrone the Cyclone. I could wipe you guys out in a heartbeat if I chose to, which I don't."
Then Nimbus started to smile. As he remembered mastering the spin, he smiled bigger. Not too many could spin, not even his dad. He stared proudly at his towering mass in the mirror, then he closed his eyes again. Blowhards. Tyrone the Cyclone. Sick.